2 Chronicles chapter 19. Jehoshaphat, king of Judah, returned to his house in peace to Jerusalem. Now this is after he's gone to war against his enemies together with Ahab, king of Israel. So there was the 10 tribes, that's Israel, who were God's people, but they were well astray from God, worshipping the golden calves. And then there was the 2 tribes, Judah and Benjamin, and Jehoshaphat was king of them. And they had the temple, and they were spiritually closer to God than the 10 tribes. But the problem is that they kept mixing with the 10 tribes. And Jehoshaphat had such a friendship with Ahab, their children were intermarried. And Ahab really led Jehoshaphat astray, and Jehoshaphat nearly died as a result of that in the battle. So I think the lesson is that even amongst people who call themselves Christians and the members of the people of God, you've got to be careful who you choose as your friends. So Jehu the prophet went out to meet Jehoshaphat. This is after he's come back from nearly being killed because he joined with Ahab in fighting someone, Ahab's enemies. He says, "Should you help the wicked and love those who hate Yahweh?" So although Ahab was a member of the people of God, he effectively hated God. And God says to Jehoshaphat, should you help those who are wicked? Should you love those who hate God?
They hate God because if you hate God and not leaving him, you won't live forever in God's kingdom after you die.
Exactly. Exactly, you won't be in the kingdom of God if you hate God. And therefore, if we're going to be in the kingdom of God, we want to be, therefore, friends with others who will be in the kingdom. So, Hanani says to Jehoshaphat, because of this, wrath is on you from Yahweh. Nevertheless, there are good things found in you, in that you've put away the Asheroth out of the land and have set your heart to seek God. So God weighs people up, he judges people, he balances it all out and says, yeah, well, Jehoshaphat was very wrong in his friendship with Ahab, but he did put a lot of the idols out of the land and he set his heart to seek God. Jehoshaphat lived at Jerusalem. He went out again among the people from Beersheba to the hill country of Ephraim and brought them back to Yahweh, God of their fathers. He set judges in the land throughout all the strong cities of Judah. And he said to the judges, consider what you do. You don't judge for man, but for God, and he is with you in the judgment. Let the fear of God be upon you. Be careful and do so, for there is no sin with Yahweh our God, nor respect of persons, nor taking of bribes. So God doesn't think that, oh, well, this person is wealthy and dresses nicely and owns this property and that property. Ooh, well, I must respect them. God does not respect persons, and neither should we. We shouldn't think, ooh, because this person is wealthy or this person appears smart or intelligent, therefore they must be right, then I want to be in with them and be on their side. No, this is not right. Moreover, in Jerusalem, Jehoshaphat appointed Levites and priests for the judgment of Yahweh and for controversies. He commanded them, saying, thus you shall do in the fear of Yahweh faithfully and with a perfect heart. Whenever any controversy shall come to you from your brothers who dwell in their cities, between blood and blood, between law and commandment, that's if they didn't know how to interpret the law of Moses in some point, you shall warn them that they not be guilty towards God, and so wrath come on you and on your brothers. Do this, and you shall not be guilty. Amariah, the chief priest, is over you in all matters of the Lord, and Zebadiah, the ruler of the house of Judah, in all the king's matters. Deal courageously, and may Yahweh be with the good. So we are to simply be lovers of good men and to show justice, but you can't show justice and be a just, fair person if you respect persons, if you naturally think that the rich guy or the smart woman or the handsome guy or the pretty woman must be right. No, God does not respect persons, and neither should we.